Will the house come to order? Will the members please indicate their presence by voting? Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk take the roll?
35 members present.
We have a quorum present to conduct business. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, no member is excused from the call of the House today.
Our chaplain today is Reverend Roland Peretti from the North Pole Assembly of God Church. Would the members please rise for the invocation?
Our Father, Creator and Sustainer of life, if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without your notice, we are certain that the deliberations of this body of dedicated men and women is also observed by you. We thank you this morning for our great state and for those who have given us our rich heritage. We sit in the shadow of those great leaders today, of men whose courage and resolve matched our mountains, of women whose grace and inner beauty were reflections of the rippling brooks and mountain flowers. Father, we are charged with grave responsibilities this day to administer care and protection for the weak, the innocent, the needy, and also to provide opportunity for the visionary, the courageous, the trendsetters of our future. Lord, give us wisdom to keep all things in balance, courage to make the difficult but right decisions, and vision enough, like David of old, to lift up our eyes unto the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord. Amen.
Representative Navarre, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Martin.
Mr. Speaker, point of information in relationship to the statement of the majority leader. He said that no one had excused from the House, called the House today. We did have some people who were previously given excuses from noon at 4 or 5 p.m. and so on. So are we saying that no one will be excused for the rest of the day?
Representative Martin, I have the list here of those that are excused, and they start with one from noon on.
Yes.
And if there's Representative Clarkson.
That's correct, Mr. Speaker. Nothing in my announcement in the morning alters any excused absence unless the person is present on the floor. So all those people will be excused as listed.
Thanks, sir.
In the journal.
Representative Navarre.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Are there any objections as to having the prayer spread upon the journal? Hearing no objections, so ordered. Would the clerk at this time please certify the journal for the 102nd legislative day?
As chief clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 102nd day and House Supplement number 123.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the journal for the 102nd day and House Supplement 123 be approved as certified.
Are there any objections as to the correctness of the journal or the supplement? Hearing no objections, the journal and supplement stand approved. Do we have any guests for introduction today? Representative Navarre.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery B, we have two guests down here, Kristen Lambert from the city of Soldotna, and the president of the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly, Betty Glick. They're down here for a meeting of the Alaska Municipal League Board of Directors. Betty is the immediate past president of that board, and they mentioned that they're down here keeping an eye on us.
Representative Clarkson.
Speaker, if I may, I'd like to introduce all of the members of the Municipal League Board of Directors, excuse me, who are in Gallery B. Two have just been introduced, Betty Glick and Chris Lambert. Also in Gallery B are Ruby Smith, Dave Sulak, Jack Foster, George Davidson, Dan Keck, Dorothy Jones, and I believe my representative, although I don't see her here yet, Heather Flynn, will be here shortly.
Representative Furness.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery A, Mr. Speaker, is a
very young potential vote in my district, a young man who is down with his mother, who is in my office, attends the elementary school here, and they're out for in-service. They decide to come and take part in the session today, Mr. Ross Meyer.
Any further guests for introduction? Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, in Gallery A, I have a great pleasure to announce a nationally renowned artist who is also the artist that designed Alaska's first duck stamp. A duck stamp, by the way, that has set new records and is now first in the nation, surpassing Texas, the littler state, for first effort sales. And he is in Gallery A, sitting beside Mary Lou King, who is president of the Juneau Audubon Society. He will be presenting a program tonight at 7:30 in the Treadwell Room of the Baranoff Hotel on a subject matter ranging from ducks and wildlife to duck stamps and that sort of thing. Please help me welcome Daniel Smith.
Representative Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. With the help of the Rules Chairman, I'd like to take a great deal of pride in introducing a guest page that's on the floor today, my nephew, Jacob Davis.
Representative Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I, too, have a great deal of pride today to introduce our, you might say, our guest chaplain, a constituent of mine, and also my father-in-law, the Reverend Roland Peretti.
Are there any further guests for introduction? In Gallery A, I have the Blatchley Junior High art class, along with their instructor, Dan Newman. Would they please stand and help me welcome to Juneau? Representative Collins.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On one of my campaign stops when I was running for office, I ran into a very interesting and delightful engineer whom I married this summer. And he's been a tremendous support to me, and I'd like to introduce him. He's in Gallery A. My husband, Bucky Tart.
Last call for guests for introduction. Messages from the governor.
Dear Representative Grusendorf, I have signed the following bills and resolution and am transmitting the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. Committee substitute for House Bill No. 113, Finance, providing a working reserve for the payment of claims and obligations arising from accrued leave, unemployment compensation, workers' compensation, and general liability for state employees, effective date, Chapter No. 17, SLA 1986. Senate Joint Resolution No. 47, requesting additional action by the United States to reduce high seas interception of Alaska-bound salmon, Legislative Resolve No. 42. House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 57, Finance, relating to preferential use of Alaska agricultural or fisheries products, effective date, Chapter No. 16, SLA 1986. Signed sincerely, Bill Sheffield, Governor. I have no further messages from the Governor, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, the Senate has failed to concur in the House amendment to Committee Substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution No. 10, Hess, requesting the State Board of Education to request local school boards to require the study of Alaska history and government in the schools of the state, namely, House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution No. 10, Finance, requesting the State Board of Education to encourage local school boards to require the study of Alaska history and government in the schools of the state, and respectfully request the return of the bill for title change in the Senate. The Senate has passed the following, and they are transmitted for consideration. Committee Substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution No. 36, Hess, by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, establishing a joint special committee on mental health trust land.
That will have one standing committee referral, Finance.
Committee Substitute for Senate Bill No. 472, Resources, by the Resources Committee, an act relating to the interim management of the mental health trust and providing for an effective date.
Finance Committee.
I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Do we have any other communications that should come before this body?
We've received a notice of proposed adoption of regulations for Department of Administration Office of Public Advocacy, and this is on file in the Speaker's office. I have no further communications, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us down in the daily order of business to reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Hess has had committee substitute for Senate Bill 226 Hess, violation of compulsory education laws, under consideration. Recommends it be replaced with House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 226 Hess with the same title. Recommends it do pass and attaches a zero fiscal note. The report was signed by the co-chairs Grunberg and Kopanen. Concurring, Grunberg, Pettijohn, Thompson, Hanley, Hurley, and Kopanen. Senate Bill 226 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Resources Committee has considered Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 349 Finance, Reorganization of Private Debt at a Delta Project, and recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Schultz co-chair, signing due pass, Schultz, M.W. Miller, Pierce, Jenkins, and Cato. Having no recommendation, Thompson and Herman. Senate Bill 349 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Labor and Commerce Committee has considered committee substitute for Senate Bill 367, Finance Amended, Alaskan Resident Employment Preference, and recommends it be replaced with House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 367, Labor and Commerce, with the same title, and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Navarre Chairman. Concurring, Navarre, Kopanen, Pierce, Collins, Boucher, and Davis. Hanley has no recommendation. Senate Bill 367 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Labor and Commerce Committee has had House Bill 313, requiring certain health insurance policies to cover the treatment of a mental or nervous condition, and recommends it back as follows. The report was signed by Navarre Chairman, signing due pass, Kopanen, and Davis. Having no recommendation, Navarre, and Boucher, signing do not pass, Hanley signed do not pass, physical note excessive. Pierce signed do not pass, physically irresponsible. Collins signed do not pass. House Bill 313 has a further referral to the Hess Committee. The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 513, Constitutional Appropriation Limitation and Budget Reserve Fund, recommends it be replaced with Committee Substitute for House Bill 513, Finance, with a new title, recommends it do pass and attaches a zero fiscal note. The report was signed by Adams Chairman. Concurring, Adams, Duncan, Larson, Cotton, Borchow, and Binkley. Zemanski signed, do pass, this bill stops runaway spending. Signing do not pass, Ringsted, Euling, and signing, Rieger signed, do not pass unless accompanied by constitutional amendment. And Frank signed, do not pass unless companion constitutional amendment passes. House Bill 513 has no further referral. The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 520, Public School Construction, and recommends it be replaced with Committee Substitute for House Bill 520, Finance, with the same title. And it is reported back as follows, with a new fiscal note and a zero fiscal note. Report was signed by Adams, Chairman, signing due pass, Ringsted, Larson, Frank, and Cotton. Having no recommendation, Adams, Zemanski, Duncan, Torshow, Euling, Rieger, and Binkley. House Bill 520 has no further referral. The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 578, establishing fish and game resource management regions and regional fish and game advisory councils, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 578, Resources, with a new title, and reports it back as follows. The report was signed by Adams, Chairman, signing due pass, Adams, Duncan, Porchot, Euling, and Binkley. Signing no recommendation, Ringsted, Zemanski, Larson, Rieger, Frank, and Cotton. House Bill 578 has no further referral. The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 600, Acquisition of Rights-of-Way by the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 600, Transportation, with the same title, and it is reported back as follows. The report was signed by Adams, Chairman, signing do pass, Adams, Ringsted, Duncan, Larson, and Binkley. Signing do not pass, Euling. Signing no recommendation, Zemanski, Porchot, Rieger, Frank, and Cotton. House Bill 600 has no further referral. The Labor and Commerce Committee has considered House Bill 634, Board of Nursing Home Administrators, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 634 Hess with the same title, and recommends it do pass and attaches a zero fiscal note. The report was signed by Navarre Chairman. Concurring, Navarre, Kopanen, Hanley, Pierce, Collins, Boucher, and Davis. House Bill 634 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 688, allowing tax credits for contributions to educational institutions, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 688, Finance, with the same title, reports it back as follows with two new fiscal notes. The report was signed by Adams, Chairman, signing due pass, Adams, Zemanski, Duncan, and Frank. Having no recommendation, Ringsted, Euling, Rieger, Binkley, Porchot, and Cotton. House Bill 688 has no further referral. The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 704, disposal of state materials, and recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Adams, Chairman. Concurring, Adams, Ringstad, Duncan, Larson, Rieger, Frank, and Cotton. Having no recommendation, Szymanski, Porchot, Euling, and Binkley. House Bill 704 has no further referral. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees.
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of citations and resolutions.
Citation honoring Georgia Pitzer by Representative Szymanski. Citation honoring Lindy Wolf, by Representatives M.W. Miller and Senator Coghill.
Those citations will be referred to rules for calendaring.
I have no resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us down to introduction, first reading, and reference of House bills.
House Bill number 7100 by the Transportation Committee, an act relating to unattended motor vehicles.
This will be referred to rules for calendaring immediately.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us down to the consideration of the daily calendar. Would the clerk please read the first item on today's calendar?
House Bill number 500 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act making appropriations for the operating loan program and the capital expenses of state government and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee has considered the bill and recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 500 Finance with a new title and recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Adams, Chairman. Concurring, Adams, Cotton, Binkley, Duncan, Szymanski, Larson, Ringstad, Porchot, and Frank. Having no recommendation, Euling and Rieger. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having one committee substitute, Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 500 be considered in lieu of the original bill.
Are there any objection as to the adoption of the committee substitute finance? Hearing no objection, the committee substitute finance has been adopted. We have several amendments before us. The bill is before us in second reading. Would the clerk please make reference to amendment number one?
Amendment number one by Maru to page 33, line 7. Delete entirely.
Representative Maru.
Mr. Speaker, I move the amendment.
Hearing objections, you may proceed, Representative.
Mr. Maru, yes. Mr. Speaker, shall we start again? Mr. Speaker, I agree with the objects that I just heard. There is a number of things in this bill that I object to. The thing that I object to most is what you see before you as amendment number one. Page 33, line 7, power cost equalization, $17,630,000. And this is nothing but a socialistic, I might even say purely socialistic, attempt to force people who enjoy lower electric rates, such as in Anchorage, Juneau, to subsidize people with higher electric rates who live somewhere else and choose to live there of their own free will. In my opinion, this program should never have been proposed, much less adopted and instituted. Therefore, I recommend strongly that we do away with it.
Representative Adams.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I oppose this particular amendment. The House has reduced the amount for power cost equalization by 10% from the governor's original request and 19% from the FY86. The state has put a lot of money into the development of various power projects. We presently, last week, passed a bill which starts the Rail Belt Energy Fund of $280 million. We are still planning this year to help the Bradley by placing approximately $50 million into this project. I think this subsidy for power cost equalization for residents throughout the state is still needed. I object strongly to this amendment. I urge my members to vote no.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall amendment number one be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk please tally the board?
7 yeas, 30 nays.
Amendment number one has failed adoption. Representative Martin.
Mr. Speaker, I'm wondering if you may, through special courtesy, I feel it would be important as this bill is now and with the numerous amendments that are coming before us, that some of them may be reconsidered. I'd like to add special permission, if we yield to the finance chairman, to give us an overview of this bill I think it would help a lot of us to know what music she was singing from, and then also get an idea from his perception as the finance chairman that's been working on this for 3 or 4 months, where the monies are coming from, what the major concepts are. And I would like to ask permission, so if we can yield to the finance chairman to give us an overview.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, Representative Adams.
Mr. Speaker,
if I have, may have the latitude of the floor to honor the request of the minority leaders regarding the spending package and the proposed committee substitute for House Bill number 500, which we have before you. The finance has taken the spending package. What we have before us is the 1986 ARCO settlement, the TAPS, and the revenues that has come in, and put it into mainly four particular categories. And they are the operating budget, which you have before us, which has been set at $18.34 million. You also have the loan programs, which is also included in this particular budget, of which is $61 million of general funds. You also have the debt services, which you will note in two sections of the front section, and that is the fully funding of the school debt service and also the general obligation bonds. The last section that we will work on is the capital budget and the reappropriation bill that comes next year. This particular bill that we have before us is the operating and loans legislation. This contains 100 hours of work by various subcommittees, and which I would like to thank. This particular bill is not just built by the finance members, but it is built and architected by all members of the 40 members. It surprised me to see that yet we have before us approximately 20 amendments that's coming before us. I think this particular piece of legislation in the operating budget is excellent. I know that this has been a year of difficult decisions. The budget for the state of Alaska, which is basically lives on oil revenues, which comes from the North Slope, has decreased by over $1 billion. We anticipate also that next year the revenues will be decreased by another 25%. As you know, that Alaska is not a price maker on oil revenues. It is still a price taker. We are not in control of what happens to OPEC. We believe still that the oil per barrel will continue to fall. My reasons behind this is because of the fact that OPEC nations have still not made an agreement, that the non-OPEC nations will not come to the bargaining table, and that we will continue to have the glut of oil on the streets. Last month, we waited for the revenue projections. This particular body moved swiftly to identify goals and objectives which would guide this House to put in this particular budget together. We looked at these goals and objectives, and I think they are the ones that will continue not only for this year, but for the next following 4 years. I would like to state these goals and objectives for this particular body. It states to provide for the basic health, safety, and education employment in essential programs and services. To continue to develop and maintain the basic infrastructure and economy of Alaska. To gradually reduce state operating expenses to a level sustained over time. To restore balance between the state and local government functions without causing major dislocations in local economies. To save sufficient funds to provide a cushion for future revenue and budget shortfall. Mr. Speaker, I am pleased to report that the budget you have today is consistent with these goals and objectives. Let's take in the field of education. This particular budget includes over $540 million for the Department of Education, of which $427 million for the foundation program alone. The University of Alaska is funded at approximately $151 million. Section 17 of this particular bill includes $61 million for student loans.
If you look on the local debt service, we have funded that fully at $144.3 million. If you take all these numbers that I have given to you, this particular budget earmarks almost half of the money for education. In the area of health, the House has funded the Department of Health and Social Services at a level of $230 million. With AFDC, Medicaid, and public assistance funded at above the governor's revised level. In addition, many valuable grant programs administered by the department were maintained at levels up to 15% cut. Community mental health programs actually received an increase over FY86 of approximately $800,000. Public protection and the criminal justice system fare well under the House budgets, with over $79 million spent on the Department of Public Safety. Prosecution and pretrial diversions are funded at approximately $11.6 million in the Department of Law, and the Department of Corrections received approximately $81 million, a 7.3% increase over the current year. The public defender and the public advocacy also received additional funds compared to FY86. We can say also the senior citizens fare well in the House budget. The longevity bonus program is fully funded at the administration's revised caseload. The House managed to add over $150,000 to the governor's revised budget for Older Alaskans Commission and almost $400,000 to the Pioneer Homes. Local taxpayers also are treated well in the House budgets. If you'll check under Community and Regional Affairs, under Municipal Assistance and Revenue Sharing, we will provide approximately $126.9 million to these two budget BRUs to local communities this year. In addition, the Department of Environmental Conservation will receive increased assistance to local communities for hazardous waste and water problems, particularly in South Central Alaska. Mr. Speaker, I believe that this budget process in the House has had an open decorum, regardless of what the largest village newspaper has said about the process of House finance. I would like members to look at these amendments today and to these budgets. I would urge your support of passage of this legislation today, debate the merits, and I would ask members after we get done today that we be allowed to take up reconsideration of this particular bill. My reasons behind this, Mr. Speaker, is because of the time frame that we have to go through. We presently have 16 to 18 more days left, and I would like to get this particular bill going in conference committee early as next week.
And okay, the bill is before us. In to go the through. Motion to move to third reading, or preferably its economic or philosophical standing, we have
to give an overview on this. Employment for Alaskans in the private sector